Did my DM metagame and punish me for trying to be clever? There's a certain sanctity in the relationship between player and dungeon master. A silent contract, if you'll say, when it comes to playing. However, this time in one of our sessions, I did feel like my DM metagamed and punished me for trying to be a tad bit clever. I'm really not sure what I think of it, but I would love to hear what everyone here thinks about it in all things D&D community. Not wasting any time, this was basically the whole situation. Our party was just preparing to enter a dungeon, armed with basically nothing. The dungeon in question was obviously a mysterious one, but we had to enter for a mission when we heard a rumor that a Medusa had made her home deep inside it, as her lair. Getting into my backstory so you get a bit of context, in this session my character's a scholar. To describe it better, I specialized in studying planar and monstrous creatures as a scholar. Since I was supposed to be all smart, I felt it was to my character's nature, and obviously fully my responsibility to prepare a plan for my party. I went with an idea which was pretty simple, to just buy a mirror. That's it. This is how the whole situation played out in real time. "Friends," I began, my voice a mix of assurance, "I want to go out to a general store and buy a mirror to use in the dungeon." All of my party members were obviously puzzled and asked me, "Why would we need a mirror here?" I answered with a pretty confident smile, "Trust me, I have a plan, we'll need it." I kinda got a hint that the DM already knew what I was planning, but she went along with the plan and told us it's fine to buy one. Everything worked out. Everyone agreed and we bought the mirror. As soon as we had it in our possession, the DM was quick to warn us, saying, "To carry this in combat will hinder you in your movement and will be all awkward. And know this, it is going to shatter if you take damage." Undeterred, I quickly turned to our party's blacksmith and had a solution in mind ready. I asked our DM, "Okay, could I get the party member who knows blacksmithing to put a handle on it for me so I can carry it like a shield and have a hand free?" The DM was quite visibly annoyed with my ask and said, "That would be quite difficult." Yet I went on and insisted that this is just an idea, so please at least let us try. The DM rolled her eyes over, but she eventually agreed and asked our blacksmith PC to make a roll. And with a roll of the dice, the gods favored us, a natural 20. Our DM was genuinely very annoyed, and grew more annoyed after the nat 20. Getting straight up onto the fight now. I hexed the Medusa for constitution, my plan being that she sees her own reflection and fails the roll with disadvantage, and turns herself to stone. I'm just trying to have fun and be clever, add some flavor to our encounters, which up until this point has basically just been a gang stomp of us surrounding monsters and pushing their faces in. The DM emphasizes Medusa's closed eyes as we enter her lair. I add the upper hand, the first to react. I cast Hex upon the beast, targeting her constitution, I declared, the plan unfurling like a battle standard. And I raise my mirrored shield, defiant in the face of her closed eyes. Rest of the party assumes the usual formation of surround the monster and hit it until it dies. Every single turn the Medusa gets, she turns to face another party member opposite me, opens her eyes to attempt gaze, closes eyes, then turns back to face me, then flails wildly at me with her eyes closed. "I hold my action," I announced repeatedly, keeping the mirror raised and ready. The DM's movements were a play choreographed with proper care. This proceeded for 4 rounds until she finally hit me and broke the mirror. By this point, I'm feeling pretty shitty about what is happening. After the session, I told her I feel like she just punished me for trying to be clever and do something cool and in character. She defended her tactics with the assertion that Medusas are creatures of cunning, not easily fooled by mirrors. Yet I couldn't help but point out, but the Medusa didn't know of the mirror, only you did, and yet she never once looked my way. She went on and on, saying, "You don't understand the pressures of DMing." I accused her of metagaming around my plan, because the Medusa didn't know I had a mirror. She, as the DM, did. She spent the entire fight emphasizing that the Medusa never looked at me, yet for some reason decided she wanted to direct every attack in my direction with her eyes closed. She explodes on me, saying I don't know what it's like to be the DM, and always have to lose. I say I don't think D&D is about winning or losing. It's about telling stories and having fun with the world, and that she's the one always complaining that she never gets to give us inspiration because none of us ever try to do anything cool. Anyway, it wasn't a great night. Like I said, I feel like she metagamed my plan and tried to punish me for doing something different. I wouldn't have cared if my plan just failed, i.e. the Medusa made the save and just broke my mirror. It was the fact that she went to such lengths to sabotage my plan from its inception that just makes me feel really crappy about how the whole thing went down. This is the problem with well-known mythological creatures. Everyone and their mom knows how to defeat them. Do you think the DM did metagame and punished the player? Do let us know your thoughts in the comments section. Moving on to the second story of the day. This was another story where the player was confused if it was him instead who accidentally used metagaming while playing. Read the story and decide for yourself. I just wanted to start off by saying I'm fairly new to D&D. I played it a bit when I was younger, but I only recently started again, so my knowledge of the various enemies and details of the game is extraordinarily minimal. I always thought that metagaming was using knowledge that you as the player know, but that your character would not, and then using that knowledge to your advantage. I know DMs generally hate when players do this, so I want to get some clarification, as to if I've accidentally done something wrong. A few sessions ago, our DM created an encounter where our group fought clones of ourselves. At the beginning of the encounter, he described what the silhouette of each opponent looked like. Very foggy area, so visibility was low. And as we were fighting, we learned what weapons each of the figures were using. It didn't take long for it to click that we were fighting clones of ourselves, but I wanted to wait until my turn to have my character ask a specific question about the enemy I was fighting. I was fighting myself to know for sure. While I was waiting, the player beside me, whose initiative was after mine, quietly asked what I thought might be going on, and I told him I think it might be clones of ourselves, but I'm not positive yet. The opinion was not based on outside knowledge, just on what had transpired in the encounter up until that point. Then once it was my turn, I asked my question, and then used my action to shout to the rest of my party that I thought we were fighting clones of ourselves. The DM had homebrewed the entire encounter, and I was pretty impressed with it, but at the time, the DM didn't seem too thrilled with me for opening my mouth. So my question is, did I unintentionally use metagaming? And if not, did I do something else wrong? I really don't want to cause the DM any issues, and if I have committed a D&D taboo, I'd like to know so I can avoid doing the same thing again in the future. I've been worried about it ever since we played and appreciate any help. Looking back at this story, what is the fine line between clever play and metagaming? Do you think this player did accidentally end up metagaming? I don't personally think the OP did anything as such, but do let us know what you think in the comments section below. Before we take our leave, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, All Things D&D. Stay tuned for more amazing Dungeons & Dragons content every Tuesday.